Take your Bible. Turn to the 13th Psalm this evening. Psalm 13, 13th Psalm. Bob says, "How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord? Forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord, my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest mine enemies say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me." I preached a few years ago, it's been several years ago, I guess now, on this, and I preached on dealing with depression. And we did, and we dealt with depression. And we see David here in a state of depression, but he also see David here, and he's thinking on things, and he's asking some questions, trying to get some direction, trying to get that from God. And the question that he's answering, the title message tonight is "How long? How long? Do you ever wonder how long? How long things is going to be like they are? How long things is going to take before they begin to get better? How long?" We see here in this brief psalm, very short psalm, only six verses, David asked that same question of God four times. Four times David asked, "How long?" I know every one of us can sit here tonight, and I was thinking this morning. We could ask the question within ourselves, "Lord, how long? Just how much longer do we have? How much longer do we have in this world? How much longer do we have till you come get us? How much longer do we have in the suffering and the anguish and the things that we have to contend with on a daily basis?" And it can get very frustrating. Amen? Praise God, I'm glad that God knows all the answers. But as we look at this tonight and we think how long, we see David is asking the question, here in verses number 2, and he's asking that question, "Lord, how long?" And he's praying, and it seems like God had hid himself from David. Have you ever got the situation and things going on in your life, and it seems like you're praying and you're talking to God, but he's just not answering? Amen? Every one of us have been to a place, you called, you talked to God, and it just seems like we know he hears us because he says he does, as long as he's not sin in our life. But we just wonder, "Lord, how long is this going to continue? How long will it?" And it's just like the heavens is closed up, and like a no one's home sign. Amen? Like God has hid himself from us. Amen? And there's no answer. Amen? You desire an answer. You're looking for an answer. You want an answer, but nothing comes. And so we see David's doing that here. And then David says, it's like heaven's closed up, like I'm not getting an answer. So David begins to examine his heart. Amen? Now that's logical, right? You cry out to God, you humble yourself, and you pray and ask God for something. You asking God, and you don't get an answer, so you then begin to, we should begin to search our own hearts. Say, "Lord, you know, search me, Lord. If there's anything, it's in there to cause me not to hear from you. Not to have a relationship, you not to have the answer from God. Lord, I want you to fix it." So David examines himself, he searches his heart, and he knew of no reason why God should abandon him. He can't figure out why God would abandon him, why God would not answer him when he talked to him. Amen? Have you ever been that way? God just wants to think about this tonight. Have you ever been that way? We all have. We've all asked, and we search ourselves, and there's no sin, a vagrant sin in our hearts that we can think of, and we just wonder, "Lord, what have I done that you'd abandon me like this?" Amen? He said, "I couldn't find anything that would cause the Lord to abandon him." Amen? Praise God. He's no longer waiting on the Lord. Praise God. He's just a longing for God to touch him, to give him a direction, to give him a sign. And it seems like the enemy, praise God, seemed to be succeeding. Amen? So you're angry to God, and you're asking, Lord, just how long? And you're waiting and you're longing for an answer. You've searched yourself and you can't find anything wrong that would keep you from hearing from God. But it seems like God's not answering, and that your enemy is succeeding. The enemy just keeps advancing and you can't figure out why. Does that sound familiar? Amen? The old devil finds him a stomping ground and stomps a mud hole in it. Amen? You ever been there? They're trying to figure it out, and you said, Lord, how long? How long is this going to go on, Lord, before I get some relief? That's what David's saying. Praise God. When you have this same feeling in your heart and your lives, praise God, what do you do? Well, you do what David did. What did David do? David talked to God. Amen. And when he didn't get an answer, Brother Charles, he just kept talking to God. Amen. Hey, we ain't going to find no good answers, no good counsel out here in the world. We're not going to find no good answers, not going to find no good counsel, praise God, outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need that good counsel from God. So David, what he did, he talked to God. He talked to God two ways. He talked to God honestly. Amen. And he talked to God humbly. See, if we'll be honest with God, amen, hey, we pray and we seek Him and we want to hear from Him. But a lot of times, if we be honest, we want to hear from Him on our terms. Lord, I know I need an answer, Lord, and I need my answer. Amen? And I don't want it tomorrow, or the next day, or next week, or next year. Lord, I want the answer, and I want my answer now. Hello? I mean, we got to be honest, praise God, what we're doing, why we're doing it. Amen? James said we pray, but we pray amiss, that we might consume it upon our own lust. Amen. Instead of doing things, praise God, to bring God glory. It makes a difference. So not only pray honestly, but we pray with a humble heart. We pray in a humble spirit. Amen. Realizing within ourselves, praise God, that He is God and we're not. Amen. And we're coming with higher expectations that He would do something to help us because we're in need of help. I mean, just the testimonies and the prayer requests that we've had here tonight shows us that we need some assistance. Amen? We need to be honest about it. Say, Lord, things is messed up and we need help. And we need help now. Amen? And we realize that we can't do nothing about it. It's out of our hands. It's out of our control. We need God to manifest Himself in us such a way that He, through us, begins to make a difference. As it's already been said this evening, when God's people begin to come together, you begin to make a difference. And the old proverbial, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Amen. God's people need to be squeaking like we ain't ever squeaked before. But in order to squeak right for God, you got to be squeaky clean in your living. Amen. I wasn't going to say this, but God just put it on my heart. You can't go living like the devil, expect God to bless you and help you to be and give you a direction, help you to become that direction. You got to clean your life up. You got to be sanctified. You got to be holy unto the Lord. And God said, "Be ye holy, for I'm holy." Without holiness, praise God, we can't do nothing to please God. Amen. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto two good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We can't do it without Christ. We've got to ask God every day, young. Listen to me. We've got to ask God every day to help us. This old flesh that we live in is weak. It's frail. It's failed. It's apt to fail. And we need God to give us strength from heaven because He has all power in heaven and earth. And we ask it in Jesus' name and the power of His name. I mean, it's just not in a name. You could ask it in the name of Leroy Jones. Amen. But it's not in the power of the Lord, but it's in the power of that name. That name that we know that's already accomplished, praise God, success. Amen. And we need that success today in our hearts and our lives. So we do see David and asking God. And we see David's argument. In verses 3 and 4, we see David's argument toward God. Amen. It makes you wonder, would God be glorified in David's death? Could God be glorified in his death? No. There's no way God would be glorified in David's death. David was, praise God, he was a great man, a man after God's own heart. And so David's a question in this when he asked God, and he said, would you consider and hear me? In other words, hey, David's getting frustrated. He said, hey, Lord, are you listening to me? He said, my supplications, I got an argument for you. Amen. And like David was his own attorney for his own self, and he's coming before God for a throne of grace. And see, God, he said, God, hey, can you get glory out of my defeat? And God can never get glory out of any of our defeats. Hello? Hey, man, you'll just bring that up to the devil. Say, glory to God. Hey, say, I praise God, I am going to persevere because God Almighty, Lord Jesus Christ, is on my side, and he's already proclaimed glory, hallelujah. He's already proclaimed me a winner, and because I'm on his side, he's going to bring me through. I'm a winner either way. Praise the Lord. Can't be defeated. Praise God. God wouldn't get glory out of it if you were defeated. Praise God. Amen. Would God be called by helping David, praise God, in his death? Would he be helped by it? By David's death? Would that encourage anybody? No. Praise God. God would not be helped in any way by David being taken out. He needs David to keep proclaiming the gospel, keep living the life. He needs you and me, praise God, to keep proclaiming the good Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. God wouldn't advantage by, praise God, by you being defeated by the enemy. Amen? Praise God. We're a winner either way. Praise the Lord. Amen? But he goes on and said, well, should the enemy rejoice in our salvation? Should the enemy rejoice while God's people are suffering? Hello? Some pretty good questions, aren't they? Amen. Okay. Should the enemy rejoice? Should they be rejoicing? I'm sure they will. The enemy today, praise God, this bunch of people out here in the world today would love to see us fail. They'd love to see us just fold up and go to the house. How many churches around us now don't have Wednesday night services no more? Amen? How many churches around us now don't have Sunday night churches and services no more? Amen? It's a great falling away, young'uns. They don't even realize it. The old devil's thrown out a hook and they've taken the bait and they're reeling them in. And the devil's caused us get more and more world and less of God. And it ought to be the other way around. We ought to be trying to get more and more God and less of the world. Amen? That's why I appreciate these young'uns learning new songs for Jesus. Glory to God, bless your hearts. Amen. What a blessing. Praise God. That's putting forth that effort. That's getting in just a little deeper. That's going just a little further. Appreciate these folks here to come on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. Come to get in, praise God, not to get out. We come looking for God to fill us up and motivate us. David's asking, he says, how long, Lord, is this going to go on? How long is it going to keep going in this direction? Amen. You see what David's doing? David is reasoning with God. Amen? David is reasoning with God. He's trying to figure it out. He's coming in honesty. He's coming in humility, trying to figure out what's going on with God and what God's got going on from him. But I want you to notice something that it did not. But he did not tell God what to do. Amen? He's not telling God what to do. He's not even making suggestions. He's just coming, praise God, and he's asking questions. He said, Lord, how long? He's bringing some things up, praise God, that God already knew. But David's trying to find the answers. So he comes with his argument, but he also comes, watch this, verse 5 and 6, he comes with an affirmation. Amen? Faith doesn't always give us answers. Amen? Just because you're faithful, just because you love the Lord, sometimes you just won't have the answers. You won't know what you won't know the answer. But we got to realize, praise God, because of faith, we know that God has the answer. Somebody say amen right there. Even when we don't know, praise God, God knows the answer. He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need. Amen. But even though faith doesn't have the answer, praise God, it offers us the gift of encouragement. Amen. Even though our faith, praise God, doesn't always give us an answer. Hey, the answer's in the volume of the book. If we just get down and put our nose to the grindstone, we can find it. But it's always, let me just give you a clue, it'll always be found in Jesus Christ. Amen. You won't find the answer in anything else. It'll always be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. But it doesn't, praise God, faith doesn't always give us the answer, but it gives us the encouragement we need to just keep pressing forward, to keep asking the questions, keep believing in faith that God knows the answers. And He hears the answer of questions, praise God. Amen. No matter how successful the enemy may appear for now, for right now, they says no matter how successful he said, hey, listen, you still must trust the Lord. Amen. Even when it seems like the enemy's winning. And so quite often it feels that way, doesn't it? Quite often it feels like the enemy's just having a heyday. I mean, he just seems like the devil and the enemies are winning every battle. I tell you, in our elected politicians, I am so disappointed in them that it's unreal. They send you out all these solicitations wanting you to send them money. I told Teresa today, I said, I'm just going to start putting on the little thing they give you in their little questionnaire thing. I'm going to put for what and send them back on their dime. Amen. They're not doing nothing for us. They're not standing for God and godliness. So why do we got them for? Get the bombs out, praise God. Put somebody else in, that'll do something. Anything is better than nothing. Amen. When it's to Godward. He said, but we got to put our trust in the Lord. We got to trust Him, praise God. Because they're not going to do it for us. So we have to put our faith and trust in the Lord. They said, but I have trusted in Thy mercy. Praise God. Trusted in God's mercy. He's the one that brought me this far, and He's the one that's going to take me across the finish line. Amen. I'm looking for big things in the days to come, ain't you? Praise God. It's going to get better farther on. Not only can we trust the Lord, but He said there's rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. He said, my heart shall rejoice in Thy salvation. You know what? We ought to be the shoutingest people in the world. He said, well, preacher, I'm not rich. I don't have $1 million in the bank. Don't got this, don't got that, don't have this. Praise God, if you got your salvation, praise God, it's all you need. That's eternal security, praise God. It's a whole lot better than your 401k. Amen. Hey, that can be here today and gone tomorrow. But David is saying, praise God, he said, I'm going to put my trust in the Lord, and said, my security, praise God, is secure. Amen. My faith in Christ Jesus, he said, I'm just going to rejoice. I'm just going to praise God and give Him the glory. He said, I'm going to rejoice in my salvation because I know who my Redeemer is. Amen. You know who your Redeemer is today? The one that paid the price of your sinfulness. One that bought you and called you unto Himself. In order to put us into a state of rejoicing. Amen. And then David go on, he said, I will sing unto the Lord. Praise God. No matter what's happening around us, no matter the success of the enemy, praise God, we know that we have a salvation. We know that we have a Redeemer. We know that we have a blessed hope in Christ Jesus the Lord. We aren't just break out in song, praise God, on purpose. Say glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Because He is so good to us. Praise God. Beyond our expectations. David would say, my heart shall rejoice in my salvation, and I will sing unto the Lord because He hath dealt bountifully with me. So why is that? Hey, David's asked a question, but why is here in verses 5 and 6, why is David getting so excited about it? Because he realizes the reason for his excitement is what the Lord has already done. That the Lord will deal bountifully with you and I. Amen? when it's all said and done, no matter what we go through here, the trials and the things that we get up against and the things we have to overcome and the things we have to endure. Like old Preacher Martin said a while back, he said, I'm not worried about dying. It don't bother me. He said, just what I have to go through till I get there. Amen. Hey, I ain't worried about dying, praise God. Hey, listen, ain't nothing to it. Just close your eyes in death, praise God, and wake up in glory. But it's what me and you might have to go through till we get there. Amen. The unknown that gives us a fit. But David, in his reasoning, he's asking these questions of God. He's got an argument for God. He brings it for God. But David affirmed, praise God, that the reason that the things is going on, he said, no matter what's happening, he said, my faith will encourage me in the Lord. Our faith should encourage us in the Lord's, in the Lord. Because the Lord will deal bountifully with you and I. Amen. He will deal bountifully, praise God. It seems like it lingers, it's hard. You know the old saying, time flies when you're having fun. Amen. But it sure does linger when we're suffering. It sure seems to linger when you're having hard times. When you're going through hardships, when you're trying to dig out, when you're trying to get up. Amen. But praise God, we got to remember that no matter what, no matter how long it takes, praise God. God said, just be patient because I'm still here. See, when David had went through all this stuff, when he asked his questions, when he had brought his argument, praise God, when he made his affirmation, praise, he said, you know what, Lord, I'm still trusting in you. He was trusting, Brother Bobby, when he started, and he was trusting when he finished, and everywhere in between. Listen, youngins, we may have questions tonight that we just don't know the answers to. God hadn't revealed them to us, but he said, in your faith, just have faith, believing, and ye shall receive. We just got to keep believing. Just got to keep pressing forward, keep going on just a little further every day. And one day in a little while, trust me, believe me, one day in a while, God will bless us bountifully. That because he hath dealt bountifully with me. Amen. Praise God. He said, it's been tough. It's been struggles. But praise God, he said, I've come out a victor. Amen. I know whose side I'm on. I'm on the winning side. I'm linked up with a man called Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you so glad you know who Jesus is? Ain't you glad you know who God the Father is and the sweet Holy Spirit that lingers in your soul wherever you go, praise God, he's there. And he's promised to never leave you. He is that comforter that's sent from the portals of glory down to where me and you live, to live down in our souls, to encourage us every day by and by. Amen. Hey, don't get discouraged today. Just keep looking up to the Lord in belief and say, Lord, how long? Amen. Over in Revelation, when they got there and they was under the temple, under the throne, and they was screaming out, just crying out after they had been treated bad during the tribulation period. And they'd say, Lord, how long? Amen. But praise God, God was there. God was a deliverer to them. God's a deliverer to us. God is a delivering God. And God will bring us out. Praise God. Amen. Us and those that we love and care about just got to keep believing, just keep praying, saying, Lord, how long? Believing that, I pray God, no matter how long it takes, God's still on the throne. God's still in the soul-saving business. God's still in the soul-keeping business. Amen. Praise the Lord, one day he's going to pull up over in the portals of glory to Psalm chapter 24. He said, here they are, Father, all of them that you've given me, I've lost none. Amen. I've got them, I've kept them, and I've brought them home. We've crossed the finish line in the glory. Praise his holy name. David knew that. Amen. We should know that. Because God knows that. We have a blessed hope in him today. That everything's going to be all right. We just have to keep saying it, affirming it, believing it, praise God. And God Himself will make it come to the full one day. Praise His holy name. And then we'll be over on the other side beside ourselves for eons of time, just praising God around the throne of grace, excited about what He's done for us. Amen. Can you imagine when you make it home? The exuberance in your soul, praise God. Because you made it. And you made it by faith. They say, hey, listen, it's a hard chore. Amen. His heart was, his physical body may have been a little depressed, a little anxious. Amen. But praise God, his soul was still revived in the Lord. And he would ask and he would pray. He'd argue. He'd wonder. Amen. Lord, just what's it going to take? When's it going to happen? But in God's time, everything will be all right for God's people. Why? You say, Pastor Jeff, how do you know that? Because God's made us the promise. Amen. That no matter what goes, He said that He had not put on us more than we could stand, but with it He'd make more than bear. But He said with it He'd make a way of escape. And that way of escape, youngins, is Jesus. Amen. He died on the cross of Calvary, went to a borrowed tomb. 3 days later, got up victorious over death in the grave. Amen. When He come out of there, praise God, He made it available for you and I who would follow after Him. Amen. Praise His holy name. We have that same memory. How long? How long are we going to have to endure here? How long are we have to go through the afflictions? How long are we going to put up with all the craziness in this world? Amen. The answer is, praise God, till Jesus comes. But He already has. He's already come. He's here with us. He lives in our hearts. He goes with us every day. And one day, in the not so far off future, He's going to deliver us unto Himself. He's going to come out of there. Praise God. And the Father is going to say, okay, son, go get him. And He's going to step out on the cloud with a shout and a trump and a come up hither. And boy, what a day that's going to be. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what that'd be like? Amen. Adam, can you imagine being over at your house, out working in the yard, mowing your yard, and all of a sudden there's a shout and a trump, and you know that sound because you're a child of the King. You're used to listening for your Heavenly Father. And he said, young and come home. Praise God, you leave that mower, going down through the yard, and you go out of here, and that thing's heading toward Grandma's house. But praise good to God, it don't matter. So you done waving the world goodbye. It's so long, world, goodbye. Praise God, come on, go be with Jesus. How long? How long will it be? We don't know how long it'll be. But it's going to happen because God said so. And we, as believers, believe it because God said so. Amen? Praise His holy name. Stand with me tonight. I hope He said something to encourage your heart. Amen. Don't let the old devil in the world, this old flesh we live in, depress you and get you down. Amen. Just begin to ask the question, praise God. And the affirmation, but praise God, that you can just put your trust in the Lord in faith. And God will deliver you just like He promised He would. Amen. We don't know what we'll have to do till we get through, but we know God does. And we know He's on our side. He's promised to take care of us. Until He calls us home to be with Him. To that place He's gone to prepare. With Him. In His presence. Praise His name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, God, we love You and we thank You for tonight. God, we thank You for Your sweet Spirit, Lord, that speaks to our heart. We thank You for Your precious word of truth. God, it would keep us from being discouraged and depressed. But God, it gives us encouragement just to keep looking up and pressing on. God, just seeking to get a little closer to You every day and love You a little bit more because You love us. And Lord, we're so thankful tonight that You can't love us no more than You do because You love us with a godly love. God, I pray that You'd help us, Lord, to learn to reciprocate that kind of love to our loved ones, our family members, Lord, and to You. God, it might bring glory and honor to Your blessed holy name.